This is program number LWUSA 3001. It happened back on March 6, 1857. Hi, this is Larry West. The United States Supreme Court ruled in the landmark Dred Scott decision that black people were not legal persons according to the U.S. Constitution. A slave was property of the owner and could be bought and sold, used, or even killed by the owner at the owner's discretion. The 13th and 14th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution corrected the ruling. It was a time for nationwide celebration. On January 22, 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the landmark Roe v. Wade decision and Doe v. Bolton decision that unborn human beings were not legal persons, according to the U.S. Constitution. An unborn baby is the property of the owner, which in this case is the mother, and she can have the child killed at her own discretion, even up to the time of birth, if her doctor agrees. It's time for a wake-up call, America. It is strange. We have laws protecting wildlife and dogs, but we have nothing constitutionally to protect these defenseless human beings. If you so much as steal an eagle's egg from its nest, you'll be fined $5,000 or spend a year in jail, or both. Eagles are protected by federal law, and the penalties have been stipulated by Congress. It's illegal to ship pregnant lobsters, regardless of which trimester to market. There's a $6,000 fine and a year's jail term as penalty. Lobsters. The Massachusetts Supreme Court has ruled that goldfish cannot be awarded as prizes in games of chance. Such awards violates the state's anti-cruelty law. The late Senator Hubert Humphrey abhorred the idea of using beagle dogs in any test of chemical, biological, or radioactive warfare materials. His amendment banning use of appropriate funds for such purposes was overwhelmingly approved in the Senate and accepted by the House of Representatives. But babies? Well, babies, that's something different. You can kill babies without penalty because, according to our U.S. Supreme Court, the word person is used, as in the 11th Amendment, does not include the unborn. Unfortunately, permitted abortion has also opened a Pandora's box of plagues, including fetal experimentation, infanticide, and euthanasia. The sanctity of human life ethics, which doctors have sworn to uphold, has been denied. It's time for a wake-up call, America. Since the U.S. Supreme Court decision back in 1973, millions upon millions now of unborn children have been murdered by abortion. Every day, an average of 4,257 babies are killed in the United States. That's 177 per hour, 3 per minute, 1 every 20 seconds. Now, let me tell you, when a baby is aborted, it is one incredible kind of horrible, painful death for that little child. How do they do it? They suck the baby out with a vacuum. They cut him up into pieces or pickle him alive in a salt solution. You wouldn't believe the torture the baby goes through. That's why, in fact, most people refuse to watch it while it's being done. It's time for a wake-up call. It's time, America. Maybe you stand against this atrocity, but you're paying for it with your money anyway. The taxpayer foots the bill at the rate of $85 to $140 million a year. I tell you, it's incredible to me how that when God put a tender child in what is supposed to be the safest place in the world, within the protective, nourishing, warm, loving womb of a mother, and she, in effect, reaches in with a vicious knife and stabs her own baby to death, and she looks up and sees those standing around applauding with approval, there's something sick in that room, in that house, in that town, in that state, in that nation, even in that Supreme Court. There's something sick. I tell you, the Bible says God will take his vengeance. He is the higher court. And the Bible says, behold, the judge is standing at the door. We need another amendment to the U.S. Constitution, correcting the ruling. It's time for a wake-up call, America. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. It's time for a wake-up call, lest God aborts us. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care this address, Church of Christ. West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.